Okay, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. So we were discussing the mas'ala of marfu' hadith, which is marfu' hukman. Marfu' hukman basically means that it is to be understood to be marfu'. Marfu' means that which ends with the Prophet Sallallahu. So the author and the sayer and the doer is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So marfu' hukman is, even though it doesn't go all the way back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, contextual information tells us that this has to be coming from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there are a number of what we called conditions for a marfu' to be hukman marfu'. Number one is the Sahabi should not be known for taking Isra'iliyat. Okay, so for example, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was known for taking Isra'iliyat. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, who was known for taking Isra'iliyat. وَمَا لَا مَجَالَ لِلْإِجْتِهَادَ فِي, and it's not something which is based on one's ijtihad. Rather, you know, you can't pontificate and you can't philosophize about this. Or it can't be an explanation of a word or sharh gharib. So for example, كَالْإِخْبَارَ عَنِ الْأُمُورُ الْمَادِيَةِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الْخَلْقِ وَأَخْبَارِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْآتِيَةِ كَالْمَلَاحِمِ وَالْفِتَنِ وَأَحْوَالِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَكَذَا الْإِخْبَارُ عَمَّا يَحْصُلُ بِفِعْلِ ثَوَابٌ مَخْصُوصٌ أَوْ عِقَابٌ مَخْصُوصٌ. So something about the past that only the prophets can know, or Prophet ﷺ can know, or about the future that only the Prophet can know, providing that they are not known for taking from Isra'iliyat, or obviously it won't be an ijtihadi issue and it's not a sharhul gharib. So these are the three conditions. وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ لَهُ حُكْمُ الْمَرْفُوعِ, and this has got the hukum of marfu'. Why? لِأَنَّ أَخْبَارَهُ بِذَلِكَ يَقْتَضِي مُخْبِرًا لَهُ, and this is because the sahabis, akhbaruhu ay akhbaru sahabi, the sahabis informing of this thing, bidhalika ay, this information, yaqtadi, it requires mukhbiran lahu, someone telling him, because a sahabi doesn't get wahi, so he will need a mukhbir. Yeah, so who is that mukhbir? The mukhbir is either the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam or the Ahlul Kitab. Yeah, those are the two possibilities, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right, or Ahlul Kitab. So he's giving you an aqli dalil of why a hukum is marfu. A hukum is marfu because the sahaba who's telling us the information requires a mukhbir. Now this mukhbir can either be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or it can be the Isra'iliyat, the Ahlul Kitab. وَمَا لَا مَجَالَ لِإِجْتِهَادَ فِيهِ, and the thing where you are not allowed to do ijtihad, there is no possibility of ijtihad, يَقْتَدِي, he says مُوَقِّفًا لِلْقَائِلْ بِهِ, or مُوقِفًا لِلْقَائِلْ بِهِ, both of them are possible. Mulla Ali Qari prefers muqifan. Muqifan means somebody who is making the sayer aware about these things. Okay, so this is something that we say, you know, sometimes in our everyday language, you know, somebody says something and we say, nah, it can't be this person speaking, somebody else. You know, we just know that this person does not have the capacity to say this, somebody else is feeding him this information.
Right.
Yeah, so similarly here, that thing that doesn't have any capacity to do ijtihad in, say, well, this person does not have the capacity, even though he's a sahabi, to say these things. Therefore, he needs somebody who's making him waqif, making him aware of this. وَلَا مُوقِفَ لِلصَّحَابِ إِلَّا النَّبِيِّ, and there isn't awareness for the Sahabi other than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أو بعض ما يخبر عن الكتب القديمة, or some of those people who inform us about their previous scriptures. فلهذا وقع الاحتراز عن القسم الثاني. This is why they have refrained from the second type, i.e. the second type is بعض ما يخبر عن الكتب القديمة. Okay, because a Sahabi needs a مخبر, and this مخبر can either be a prophet or the أهل الكتاب. Right, those things where there is no ijtihad in, the Sahabi needs somebody who's making him aware of these things. Okay, so both things are possible, but we say that if a Sahabi is known to take from the Ahlul Kitab, then we don't accept his riwayat, because there is a possibility that he might be taking from the Ahlul Kitab. We have to do ihtiraz from that. Did you understand the aqli dalil of sibr and taqrib?
Yes.
Yeah. فإذا كان كذلك, if it is like this, كذلك أي كذلك المرفوع حكما, فله حكم ما لو قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, فهو مرفوع سواء كان مما سمع منه أو عنه بواسطة. So if it is like this, we have explained the way we have explained that it is about something which this Sahabi cannot do ijtihad in, something the Sahabi is not doing sharh of the alfaz, and he is not known to take from the Ahlul Kitab, then this has the same hukum as saying qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, i.e. marfu, it is marfu, irrelevant of whether that Sahabi heard it directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or through a medium, that still has the hukum of a marfu. Now he's going to give examples. وَمِثَالُ الْمَرْفُوعُ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ, the marfu in the fa'al, actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hukman. Sorry, I have to say I have to leave at 8 o'clock today. من الفعل حكما أن يفعل ما لا مجال للاجتهاد فيه فينزل على أن ذلك عنده عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. مرفوع is to do something where one does not have the capacity to do اجتهاد in. Okay, then this will be relegated, not relegated. He says ينزل means that it will be, so how would you say in the Arabic, ينزل على أن ذلك عنده عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, it will be assumed that this is, he has this from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما قال الشافعي في صلاة علي في الكسوف في كل ركعة أكثر من ركوعين. Like Imam al-Shafi'i said in the prayer of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the lunar eclipse, that in every rakat he did more than 2 rukus. Now, to do more than 2 rukus, salat is ta'abudi. You can't add or subtract anything from the salat out of your, from your own ijtihad. Okay? There is nothing from the Ahlul Kitab here, and there is no Sharh al-Gharib here. So, the way the Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi interprets the Salat of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that this is marfu hadith. This is marfu. Ali is doing this because he heard this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yeah, and therefore it is seen as hukman marfu. Whereas Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, Shafi'is, what do they do after reading Surah Fatiha? When the Imam finishes reading Surah Fatiha, they give a slight bit of time for the Muqtati to do Surah Fatiha. They do that, don't they?
Yeah.
So, you can basically say, well, isn't that a sunnah? Because why would Imam Shafi'i come up with something which is not in the prayer? Praise is supposed to be ta'abud. He doesn't have the legal capacity to do that. The fact that he allows this gap for people, the muqtadis, to read, then this must be a sunnah. Okay. The response to that is no. This is based on an interpretation of how Imam Shafi'i understands the hadith of La Salata Illa Bi Fatihati Al-Kitab. So it's we know that this is based on an ijtihad, his ijtihad. There isn't any evidence in the Quran and Sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ actually stopped for the Sahabis to read Surah Fatiha. This is a Shafi'i basically workaround contradictory riwayats. So it's purely based on ijtihad. So we won't call it sunnah. But according to here, the Ali radiallahu ta'ala who doing more or two rakats and more in every single rakat of Salatul Kusuf, there is no logical reason for that. Yeah. ومثال المرفوع من التقرير حكما عند حكم مرفوع أن يخبر تقريرا the silent approval أن يخبر الصحابي أنهم كانوا يفعلون في زمان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كذا that a sahabi gives us information that they used to do such and such thing during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه يكون له حكم الرفع. This also has got the حكم of a مرفوع حديث. من جهتي, from that point of view, أن الظاهر اطلاعه صلى الله عليه وسلم على ذلك. That naturally, normally, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would have known about all the deeds, certainly related to Islam and prayers and things like that, that his Sahabis were doing. لتوفر دواعيهم على سؤاله عن أمور دينهم because of the motivation complete توفر complete دواعيهم motivation incentive on asking the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم questions about everything related to the deen. So if there was something that they had a doubt in, they would have asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So if a Sahabi is saying that we used to do this في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, then there is 99% chance that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم knew about this. And because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not do inkar of that, this is also a hadith مرفوع تقريرا حكما. Yeah. ولأن ذلك الزمان زمان نزول الوحي. So somebody might say, yes, okay, they had this incentive to go and ask the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They had the motivation, but they didn't always ask things, right? They didn't always ask things. So there may be one or two examples that has basically did not come to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's attention. So the second thing is وَلِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ الزَّمَانَ زَمَانُ نُزُولِ الْوَحِيِ, and this is because this zamana, this time is the time of wahi being revealed. فَلَا يَقَعُ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ فِعْلُ شَيْءٍ وَيَسْتَمِرُّونَ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا وَهُوَ غَيْرُ مَمْنُوعِ الْفِعْلِ. Nothing can continuously occur from a sahabi other than the fact that it is permissible. غَيْرُ مُمْنُعِ الْفَعْلِ, it is permissible. It is not impermissible. Because during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, nothing impermissible can be maintained and carried on. If the Sahaba did it once or twice, but if they were continuously doing it and it was wrong, either the Prophet ﷺ knew about it, or if he didn't know about it, then he was informed by wahi. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. This is why this is taqreer. وَقَدِ اسْتَدَلَّ جَابِرٌ وَأَبُو سَعِيدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا عَلَى جَوَازِ الْعَزْلِ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَهُ وَالْقُرْآنُ يَنْزِلُ. That Jabir radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, who they did istidlal on the permissibility of coitus interruption. Remember, I told you, azla is basically to pull one's penis out and to ejaculate outside of the womb. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَهُ, that they used to do this, وَالْقُرْآنُ يَنْزِلُ, and the Qur'an was being revealed. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِمَّا يُنْهَى عَنْهُ لَنَهَى عَنْهُ الْقُرْآنِ, and if it was something which is prohibited, then this would have been prohibited in the Qur'an. لَنَهَى عَنْهُ الْقُرْآنِ, the Qur'an would have prohibited that. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay. وَيَلْتَحِقُ بِقَوْلِهِ حُكْمًا ما ورد بصيغة الكناية في موضع الصيغة صيغ الصريحة بالنسبة إليه صلى الله عليه وسلم كقول التابعي عن الصحابي يرفع الحديث أو يرويه أو ينميه أو رواية أو يبلغ به أو رواه. Get my notes out to give you examples. Just get notes out. So also in the hukum of marfu' is words that are used kinayatan in the place of sari alfaz towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for example, atabi'i narrates from a sahabi, so he's narrating a hadith mawquf. But then at the end, the tabi says, وَيَرْفَعُ الْحَدِيثِ, and the sahabi used to do rafa of the hadith. أَوْ يَرْوِيهِ, or the sahabi used to do riwayat of it. أَوْ يَنِمِيهِ, so they use these words which are not direct, but still they have the implication. So when you say, he said this, وَكَانَ يَرْفَعُ الْحَدِيثِ, he used to do rafa of it. So for example, Sa'id ibn Jubayr says, so I'll just bring this here so you can see it. Sa'id ibn Jubayr says, عن ابن عباس الشفاء في ثلاث شربة عسل وشرطة محجم وكية نار وأنهى أمتي وأنهي أمتي عن الكيء. That ibn Abbas says that shifa are in three things. Yeah. The drinking asal, honey, and the knife of the hajjam, and also in cauterization. Now look at Ibn Abbas is basically saying, an Ibn Abbasin, ash-shifa'u fi thalathin. But here he says, wa anhi ummati anil kay'i. And I forbid my ummah from cauterization, from using fire to cauterize. So here, Ibn Abbas is using a sigha which is wahid mutakallim. Yeah. If he says, wa anhi anil kayyi, and I forbid people from cauterization, okay, there will be a dispute. Which says, wa anhi ummati. Who's the only one that can say ummati? Is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Abbas is not a prophet. But because he's saying this, this is an ishara, this is a kinaya, that the hadith is marfu. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, أو يرويه أو ينويه أو ينميه. Let's see. كان الناس يؤمرون أن يدع الرجل يده اليمنى على ذراعه اليسرى في الصلاة. قال أبو حازم لا أعلم إلا أنه ينمي. Right. So he says people were. So this is in the Sighatul Majhul. People were ordered to place their right wrist on the left wrist in the prayer. Abu Hazim says, I don't know anything that but that he used to attribute it by attributing to Kana Nasu Yu'marun, right? So who is so Yu'marun? Who is the one that will? Who is the one that will? That will order something like that. So there is an attribution to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah. Similarly, كحديث سفيان عن الزهري عن سعيد بن مسيب عن أبي هريرة. Riwayatan al-fitratu khams. So sometimes they get the word riwayatan. Riwayatan means riwayatan ila Rasulullah sallam al-fitratu khams. So these are the different alfaz that can be used in to denote that the hadith is marfu, but it's marfu hukman. Yeah. Aw yablughu bihi. Yeah. So we have aw yablughu bihi. So these are called the balagat. A lot of the balagat of Imam Malik, hadith Muslim an Abi Zinad, an al-A'raj, an Abi Hurayra. Yablughu أن تبع لقريش وبه عن أبي هريرة رواية تقاتلون قوما صغار الأعين. So you can see the words يبلغ به, that he passes on this information without saying قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن رواية تقاتلون قوما صغار الأعين, talking about the Umayyads. So again, these are صيغة of كناية which basically gives tells us that these are مرفوع حكما. أو رواه. وقد يقتصرون على القول مع حذف القائل ويريدون به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, كقول ابن سيرين عن أبي هريرة قال قال تقاتلون قوما الحديث. So sometimes they confine by omitting the sayer and the author or the sayer, and by that they mean the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. For example, Ibn Sirin narrates from Abu Huraira who said قال تقاتلون قوما صغار الأعين, right? And we do this every day in our kind of speech as well. Say, oh, there's a hadith of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, right? We missed out the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The hadith of Umar that says innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, or the hadith of Umar relate to hadith of Jibreel. You know, so we missed out the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That again is in the حكم مرفوع. وفي كلام الخطيب أنه اصطلاح خاص بأهل البصرة. خطيب البغدادي basically mentions that this kind of صنيع, doing this, missing out the قائل for whatever reason, is something which is خاص with the people of Basra. But when we make this kind of generalization, we just need to be wary of them, because they're not. There's always exceptions to this rule. ومن الصيغ المحتملة قول الصحابي من السنة كذا. And also another word that denotes something is مرفوع is they say من السنة كذا. So I probably have an example of that here. Let's see. رواية of Bukhari. عن عبد الله بن عمر أن الحجاج بن يوسف عام نزل بابن الزبير رضي الله عنهما سأل عبد الله كيف تصنع في الموقف يوم العرفة, فقال سلم إن كنت تريد السنة فهجر بالصلاة يوم عرفة. فقال عبد الله بن عمر صدق إنهم كانوا يجمعون. So هجر is basically do جمع between ظهر and عصر في السنة. So can you see that he's saying إن كنت تريد السنة. This is صدقة إنهم كانوا يجمعون بين الظهر والعصر في السنة. فقلت لسالم أفعل ذلك رسول الله؟ فقال سالم وهل تتبعون في ذلك إلا سنة إلا سنته. So can you see it's من السنة كذا. They didn't say exactly the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but they said من السنة كذا. السلام عليكم. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes. Sheikh, this is only for the Sahabi. Like if a tabi'i said min as-sunnah, that would be mursal, right? Or
primarily from the sahabi, because even if the tabi'i they say min as-sunnah, and we know that it's referring to sunnah of the Prophet, then that still will be a sunnah marfu'. Yeah,
got it.
So your context will decide. فالأكثر على أن ذلك مرفوع. Most of the people are of the opinion that this is مرفوع. ونقل ابن عبد البر في الاتفاق فيه الاتفاق. إمام ابن عبد البر says that there is اتفاق on this. وإذا قالها غير الصحابي فكذلك. That's your answer. ما لم يضفها إلى صاحبها كسنة العمرين. As long as they do not attribute it to another person. For example, they say this is سنة العمرين. Yeah.
Makes sense. وفي so if it's a tabi'i, oh sorry, Sheikh.
Yeah, because you have to, you know. So the same is it's like we saying this is the sunnah. This is from the sunnah is X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. So if a tabi'i said like min as-sunnah and then says something, that would be both Mursal and didn't like name the source, for example, which Sahabi.
So look, Mursal is a quality of the Isnad. What type of break is in the Isnad? What we're talking about is who is the author of the saying.
So it'll be both Mursal and Hukm al-Rafa.
Yeah. So remember, don't get confused. Mursal, Munqati', Mu'dal, Mu'allaq, all of these are qualities of omissions in the Isnad. They've got nothing to do with who is the author, who is the sayer of the report. Marfu', Mawquf, and all of these things, Musnad, are related to the author. Okay, irrelevant of the Isnad. So later on, you will read that it is not necessary for a hadith to be marfu' that it has to have an unbroken chain or it has to have a complete chain. Does that make sense? It's two different things.
It just whatever the things we've learned today about Hukm al-Rafa', that would be like the indications, the statements they would say that there would be no ijtihad in it. That's what tells you if there's Hukm al-Rafa', inconsequent to the, nothing to do with the Isnad. The Isnad is a separate analysis.
Isnad is a separate issue. However, you get a type of riwayat called Musnad. When you say Musnad, then the Musnad is, it is Muttasil al-Sanad and Marfu'. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does that make sense? When we say this hadith is musnad, it means that there is no break in the isnad and it is a marfu'. It's pure. But when you just say marfu', it's not necessarily that the isnad has to be continuous. Does that make sense?
Got it.
Imam Ibn Hajar then basically, humbly, might not be humbly, but confidently, he rejects Ibn Abdul Barz and says, وَفِي نَقْلِ الْإِتِّفَاقِ نَظَرٌ. And to basically say there is ittifaq on this, it is nazar, this is problematic. فَعَنِ الشَّافِعِيِّ فِي أَصْلِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ قَوْلًا. Imam al-Shafi'i has got two opinions on this, of whether من السنة كذا can actually be a hadith marfu' or not. وَذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَنَّهُ غَيْرُ مَرْفُوعٌ. So let's see what the Muhashi says here. No, he's just giving a reference to 24 al-Bahr al-Muhid. وَذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَنَّهُ. Do you have any homework?
No.
Okay. وَذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَنَّهُ غَيْرُ مَرْفُوعٌ أَبُو بَكْرَ الصَّيْرَفِي مِنَ الشَّفْعِيَّةِ وَأَبُو بَكْرَ الرَّازِي مِنَ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ وَابْنُ حَزَمٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ الظَّاهِرِ واحتجوا بأن السنة تتردد بين النبي وبين غيره. So all he's saying is that that to do naql of ittifaq, not even ijma', right? Ijma' is something else. He says even to say that ittifaq, there is some kind of agreement on this. He says no, Imam Shafi has got two opinions, and from the Shafi'iyya, Abu Bakr al-Sayrafi basically says that it is not marfu, and Abu Bakr al-Razi from the Hanafiyya basically say it is not marfu. Ibn Hazm from the Ahlul Zahir basically say that it is not marfu. Wahtaju, and their dalil is that the sunnah, the word sunnah is tataraddudu bayna an-nabi wa bayna ghayrihi. It can be multivalent. It can be used for the Prophet and for others as well. وَأُجِيبُ بِأَنَّ إِحْتِمَالَ. And he's responding on behalf of, so he's raising the question and he's responding. وَأُجِيبُ بِأَنَّ إِحْتِمَالَ إِرَاتَةَ غَيْرِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَعِيدٌ. And they respond, right, that the possibility of intending anyone other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is far-fetched. وَقَدْ رَوَى الْبُخَارِيُّ فِي صَحِيحِهِ فِي حَدِيثِ ابْنِ شِهَابٍ عَنْ سَالِمِ ابْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ابْنِ عُمَرَ عَنْ أَبِيهِ فِي قِصَّةِ مَعَ الْحَجَّاجِ, the one that I just mentioned, حِينَ قَالَ لَهُ إِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ السُّنَّةَ فَهَجِّرْ بِالصَّلَاةِ قَالَ ابْنِ شِهَابٍ فَقُلْتُ لِلسَّالِمِ أَفَلَعَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَقَالَ وَهَلْ يَعْنَوْنَ بِذَلِكَ إِلَّا سُنَّتَهُ فَنَقَلَ سَالِمٌ وَهُوَ أَحَدُ الْفُقَهَاءِ السَّبْعَةِ من أهل المدينة وأحد الحفاظ من التابعين عن الصحابة أنهم إذا أطلقوا السنة لا يريدون بذلك إلا سنة النبي. So that's the hujjah, that's the دليل. So this question that Imam Ibn Hajar says في نقل الاتفاق نظر, and some people basically says that this is غير مرفوع. Right. So what is happening here? He basically mentions that majority of them basically say that it is marfu, but some people basically say that it is not marfu. Right. Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani is of the opinion that min as-sunnati kadha is from the marfu. So he's with the first group. But what he does not agree with is to say that there is a widespread acceptance on that. He does not agree with that. He agrees that it is marfu, but he does not agree that there is a widespread. So he's a bit nuanced. The second opinion is Abu Bakr al-Sayrafi, Abu Bakr ibn al-Razi, Ibn Hazm says that it does not represent the sunnah because the sunnah is mutaraddid between sunnah al-Nabi wa sunnah al-Ghayr. Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, because this is going against his madhab, he's rejecting that. And he says, it is ba'id that anyone will say, min as-sunnati kadha, and they don't mean the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even when we say, it is a sunnah, right? And from the sunnah, one of the sunnah is, it is far-fetched that by that we mean Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala nu or Umar radiallahu ta'ala nu, isn't it? When we say from it's a sunnah, we mean the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is his aqli dalil. But then he also gives a naqli dalil to prove that. And the naqli dalil is وَقَدْ رَوَى الْبُخَارِيُّ فِي صَحِيحِهِ. So this is the hadith that I mentioned. في حديث ابن شهاب عن سالم ابن عبد الله ابن عمر عن أبيه في قصتي مع الحجاج هنا قال له إن كنت تريد السنة فهجر بالصلاة. If you want to do the sunnah, then do jama of the salat, the salat al-dhuhr and salat al-asr in Masjid Namira on Yom al-Arfa. قال ابن شهاب. Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri says I asked Salim ibn Abdullah, Salim the son of Abdullah, أفعله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because yeah, so there might have been some shock that the sunnah might mean a sunnah of a sahabi. So Ibn Shihab basically says to Salim, أَفَعَلَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. Salim basically says, هَلْ وَهَلْ يَعْنَوْنَ بِذَلِكَ إِلَّا سُنَّةَ. You know, do people mean anything else by this other than the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? And then he says, so then we can say, yeah, but that's Salim's opinion. But then he's giving a character reference. Why is it? Salim is وَهُوَ أَحَدُ الْفُقَهَ السَّبْعَ from others, for example, Kharija ibn Zayd and others. There's a poetry on the Fuqaha al-Sab'a. Let me see if he's doing it. Yeah, there we go. Kharija ibn Zayd, Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, Urwa ibn Zubair, Ubaidullah ibn Abdullah ibn Utba, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, Abi Salma ibn Abdul Rahman, Sulaiman ibn Yasar, but here, Salim is not mentioned, but there's probably a difference of opinion that Salim is also one of them, certainly according to Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi. So he says, وَهُوَ أَحَدُ الْفُقَهَاءَ السَّبْعَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. So Medina had these seven fuqaha. وَأَحَدُ الْحُفَّاذِ مِنَ التَّابِعِينَ عَنِ الصَّحَابَةِ, primarily from his father, Abdullah ibn Umar. أنهم إذا أطلقوا السنة لا يريدون بذلك إلا سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the نقل دليل. So it's given the عقل دليل and the نقل دليل that من السنة كذا basically means the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And it's far-fetched to think that you're talking about somebody else's sunnah. We normally say it is Abu Bakr's amal. It was the Abu Bakr's amal. وأما قول بعضهم إن كان مرفوعا فلما لا يقولون فيه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And somebody might ask a legitimate question that if it is really marfu, then why didn't they say قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم? It's a valid question. فجوابه أنهم تركوا الجزم بذلك تورعا وإحتياطا. Yeah? That they did not want to confidently say this, not because they're not confident that this is not from the Prophet Islam, but tawarru'an, because of the taqwa and because they want to stay on the safe side, based on hadith of the Prophet Islam, man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar. Wa min hadha qawl Abi Qilaba an Anas, min as-sunnati idha tazawwaja al-bikra 'ala thayyibi aqama 'indaha sab'an, akhrajahu fi as-sahih. And from that type of tawarru and ihtiyat is Sayyidina Anas saying min as-sunnah, rather than saying min sunnati Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, min as-sunnati idha tazawwaja al-bikra 'ala thayyibi aqama 'indaha sab'an akhrajahu fi sahih. Qala Abu Qilaba, law shi'tu la qultu inna Anasan rafa'ahu ila an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Qilaba was a student of Anas, says, if I wanted to, I could have said Anas did a rafa of this, raise this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay law qultu lam akdhib, that if I was to say wa huwa rafa'ahu ila an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I would not be lying. Li'anna qawlahu, because the call of Anas radiallahu anhu min as-sunnati hadha ma'nahu, lakin iraduhu bis-sigha allati dhakara as-sahaba awla, that because Imam Ibn Hajar said, because li'anna qawluhu min as-sunnah, that the words of Abu Qilaba, that min as-sunnah, it actually means marfu' min an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam hadha ma'nahu, that is the meaning. This is the meaning marfu'un ma'nahu. Lakin iradahu bisughal, but Abu Qilaba transmitted it with the very words that the Sahaba mentioned, and that is better. So rather than interpolating with his words and say an Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa huwa yarfa'uhu ila an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said qala Anas min as-sunnah, and he used exactly the words, because this is awla. Are there any questions before we move on to the next section?
No.
Just not on the text, but the six Fuqaha of Medina. So based on based on the footnote, if you include Salim, then it's eight, right?
Yeah, I think there is. These kind of things are they have ikhtilaf in them. So one of them from the others, let me see, I will be able to probably tell you. Where is it?
It's on the footnote before. Yeah.
Qasim ibn Muhammad, Urwa ibn Zubayr, Ubayd ibn Sa'id, Sulaiman ibn Yasar is there. I know Kharija is there, definitely. Qasim ibn Muhammad is there, definitely. Urwa ibn Zubayr, definitely. Sa'id ibn Musayyib is definite. Abu Salama is definite. Sulaiman ibn Yasar is definite. I think Ubayd ibn Abdullah, there is a difference of opinion on him. The others I know for sure.
And Salim is, remind me, Ustad, is the freed slave of, is it Umar?
Salim is not a freed slave. It's Abdullah ibn, Salim is the son of Abdullah ibn Umar.
Oh, okay.
Super. Yeah. You're probably looking at thinking of Salih, Mawla Taw'ama.
Okay.
ومن ذلك, so other siyag. ومن ذلك قول الصحابي أمرنا بكذا أو نهينا عن كذا فالخلاف فيه كالخلاف الذي قبله. Right. And from this ikhtilaf, the same ikhtilaf of where is it? This one. That من السنة كذا, is it a sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or not? Yeah, is it a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? The same ikhtilaf also applies to when a sahabi says umirna bikada aw nuhina an kada, that we have been ordered to do this, or we have been forbidden to do this. فالخلاف فيه كالخلاف الذي قبله لأن مطلق ذلك ينصرف بظاهره إلى أن من له الأمر والنهي وهو الرسول. Because the general understanding from the apparent meaning is that the one who has got the capacity to do أمر النهي is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وخالف في ذلك طائفة تمسكوا باحتمال أن يكون المراد غيره. And there are a number of scholars who have also done mukhalafat of that, and they have maintained, tamassaku maintained the possibility that it may mean someone else other than the Prophet Sassam. Ka'amr al-Qur'an. Yeah? Ka'amr al-Qur'an. So it says, remember, kunna na'azul wal-Qur'anu yanzil. Awil ijma' aw ba'd al-khulafa awil istimbat. Yeah, so it says there are other possibilities other than being sunnah. Ujibu, clearly Imam Ibn Hajar also accepts umirna bikada annuhina an kada. Wa ujibu bi anna al-asla huwa al-awwal wa ma adahu muhtamalun. That the default case is the first one, which is that it is sunnah, it's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And beyond those, it's muhtamal. Yeah, it's there is a possibility. لكنه بالنسبة إليه مرجوح but to there is a possibility but to attribute it attribute it to that is not a it's a مرجوح position, it's not a dominant position. وأيضا فمن كان في طاعة رئيس إذا قالت أمرت لا يفعم عنه أن آمره إلا رئيسه. This is his عقلي دلائل. And it says, and similarly, if someone is following and is obedient to a king, is a leader, and when he says, I have been ordered, one will not understand that the person who's doing the ordering is anyone other than the leader. Okay, which is a logical explanation. وَأَمَّا قَوْلُ مَنْ قَالَ. And as far as the opinion of the people who says مُحْتَمَلْ يُحْتَمَلُ أَيُّذَنَّ مَا لَيْسَ بِأَمْرٍ أَمْرًا فلا اختصاص له بهذه المسألة بل هو مذكور فيما لو صرحها. He's giving a تسليمي جواب. You know, so there are a number types of جوابs: إلزامي جواب and تسليمي جواب. Yeah. إلزامي جواب is when we say taslimi jawab is when we say for the sake of argument. Yeah, let's accept this for the sake of argument for 1 minute. You know, when we say that in a way, what you're doing is for the sake of argument, you are doing taslim, yeah, of the opposition. But then by doing taslim, accepting the opposition, then you're going to break it apart. Ilzami is basically you don't accept it, you basically break it apart. So this is a taslimi jawab. It says, وَأَمَّا قَوْلُ مَنْ قَالَ يُحْتَمَلْ أَيُّظَنْ مَا لَيْسَ بِأَمْرٍ أَمْرًا. And as for مَنْ قَالَ يُحْتَمَلْ أَيُّظَنْ مَا لَيْسَ بِأَمْرٍ أَمْرًا, that it is possible that the أمر that is not actually an أمر. فَلَا اِخْتِسَاسَ لَهُ بِهَا. So he said it's not an أمر from the أمر. It might be something else. There's a possibility. It says, "Fala iqtisal lahu, fala iqtisas lahu bihadhi al-mas'ala." Why should we confine it to this mas'ala? Umirna bikada aw nuhina bikada. Bal huwa madhkurun fima law sarraha. That this ihtimal still remains even if it was clearly mentioned. Faqala amarana rasulullah sallam bikada. وهو احتمال ضعيف لأن الصحابي عدل عارف باللسان فلا يطلق ذلك إلا بعد التحقيق. Right, so they basically say okay, hold on, let me just think. أما قول من قال يحتمل أن يظن ما ليس بأمر أمرا. I'll have to look at this bit, this dalil, or do you want to work it out, Omar and... ما يحتمل أن يظن ما ليس مثل هذا الشارع سيد.
Is a mistake, خطأ.
Yeah, I'm just saying بعامرين.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, well, that's how I translated it. No, he's basically saying بعامرين أمرن. That is a mistake.
From in that footnote, what did it say at the end?
He says,
maybe he tried to summarize.
No, he basically said this is a completely new i'tiraz. Let's work this i'tiraz. Sometimes it becomes difficult this i'tiraz because he's got people in mind. Yadhunna. Okay. He's basically saying that there is another ikhtilaf here. Let me see, is it ذلك فالخلاف لا مطلق من قال وخالف باحتمال أن يكون المراد غيره كامل القرآن أو الإجماع أو بعض وجوب أن الأسئلة لكنه. Yeah, so I understand this, what he's saying. He says, وَأَمَّا قَوْلُ مَنْ قَالَ يُحْتَمَلُ أَنْ يُظَنَّ مَا لَيْسَ بِأَمْرٍ أَمْرًا. Those people who say, so he hasn't actually given their i'tiraz yet, he's giving it now. That there's a group of people that basically say that the Sahabi misunderstood the Amr. And it's not actually an amr. So when you say umirna bikada, it's not actually an amr. It was basically just a suggestion, right? So this is a complete. So that's why he says that the nuskha that says ma laysa bi amirin amiran. He says that's khat'an qat'an because he's talking about a different thing, and that is that somebody says that there is a possibility that we can't basically believe. When the Sahabi says umirna bikada, we can't believe this to be a sunnah because it may be that the Sahabi misunderstood this to as an amr, and actually it wasn't even an amr. It was a saying, or it was a suggestion, or it was just an ikhbar. And the Prophet ﷺ was describing something, and the Sahabi thought that this was an amr. Do you understand the ikhtilaf?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you understand the ikhtilaf?
I don't understand this. Can you try to explain it one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay, so if I say to you, the class is on Tuesday, and I'm doing a mashwara, right, with you, and you basically understand me to believe that I have fixed the class on Tuesday, and the class has to be on a Tuesday.
Okay.
I didn't say that, but this is how you perceived it. So these guys are saying that umirna bi kada aw nuhina an kada, we are not able to accept them as sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because although the Sahaba is saying umirna bi kada, they might have misunderstood what the Prophet was saying, and it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam might have been describing something. Yeah. So, like, for example, sometimes it happens that we mention something in front of someone, and it was just a description, and they think that he's actually saying it to me, and then they go and act upon something. Like for example, if somebody comes to your house, and let's say they didn't bring anything, right? And let's say Umar, you came to my house, and I said, let's say you didn't bring anything, and I basically say, Umar, you know, like, I was just by, I was just talking, Umar, last week, Hussein came to my house, and it was really fun, man, and you know what, he got loads of biscuits and sweets and things like that for my children, right? And my intention was not to kind of like attack you. I was just describing something, but you took that personally and you thought that I'm attacking you because you didn't bring anything. And then you basically call your wife and you say, oh, you know, can you just run to the shop and get some biscuits? But that's you misunderstood what I'm saying. And don't get me wrong, sometimes people use those descriptions as sledgehammers. Yeah.
Right.
But here in this instance, when I said it to you, I had no malice. But you understood that I am attacking you. Does that make sense?
Right, it makes sense.
And hence you act upon that. So these guys are saying, when we say umirna bi kada, we can't accept this as a sunnah because there may be a possibility that it wasn't an order. It was just the Prophet just telling something, saying something by and by. And the Sahabi misunderstood that to be an amr.
Right.
Yeah?
That makes sense.
So Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he basically says this is a cheap argument. He says, فَلَا اِخْتِسَاسَ لَهُ بِهَذِ الْمَسَلَةِ. He says, well, why with this masala? There is no ikhtisas with this masala. بَلْ هُوَ مَذْكُورٌ فِيمَا لَوْ سَرَّحَ. That is also available in when the Sahaba says, أَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هَكَذَا بِكَذَا. The Prophet ordered us to do this. The Sahabi might have misunderstood the Prophet. Prophet might have been describing an event, and the Sahabi might have understood. So why only when it is sigat, sigatul tamrid? Even in sigatul ma'aruf, that possibility of mistake is still there. But Imam Ibn Hajar says, "Wahuwa ihtimalun da'ifun." This is a weak argument. Why? لأن الصحابي عادل عارف باللسان, because the Sahabis are all trustworthy people and they are أهل اللسان. فلا يطلق ذلك إلا بعد التحقيق. They will not use the word أمر and أمرنا. Generally speaking, we're not talking about exceptions. There is exceptions to everything. Sahabis have made mistakes, right? So we don't take the exceptions and we don't turn them into a rule. But generally speaking, they will not say umirna bi kada or nuhina an kada without ascertaining and ascertaining that this is actually a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yes.
Hussein, did you understand the i'tirad and its jawab?
Yes.
وَمِنْ ذَٰلِكَ قَوْلُهُ سَلَسَمْ. So these are all the different ways of expressing مَرْفُوعُ حُكْمًا. Yeah. وَمِنْ ذَٰلِكَ قَوْلُهُ كُنَّا نَفْعَلُ كَذَا فَلَهُ حُكْمُ الرَّفِي أَيْضًا كَمَا تَقَدَّمَا. You say, we used to do this. That also has the hukum of Rafa. And this is why the Hanafis, they say that the Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, basically doing 20 rakats of Taraweeh prayer is actually a sunnah of the Prophet Islam, because he does not have the jurisdiction to add to the prayer rakats. Yeah, he might basically get everybody to come to Jamaat together. That's an ijtihadi decision, but the rakat at-ta'abbudi, how can he add to that? Does that make sense?
Yes. Does this count for just statements, or does it also count for actions? Like previously we were learning about Sayyidina Ali.
This is also actions as well. Like, كُنَّا نَفْعَلُ كَذَا. Yeah. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ أَنْ يَحْكُمَ الصَّحَابِيُّ عَلَى فِعْلٍ مِنَ الْأَفْعَالِ بِأَنَّهُ طَاعَةٌ لِلَّهِ أَوْ لِرَسُولِهِ أَوْ مَعْصِيَةٌ كَقَوْلِ عَمَّارٍ مَنْ صَامَ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي يُشَكُّ فِيهِ فَقَدْ عَصَى أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ فَهَذَا حُكْمُهُ الرَّفْعُ أَيْضًا لِأَنَّ الظَّاهِرَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا تَلَقَّاهُ عَنْهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And also from the hukum marfu' hukman is that the sahabi puts a hukum on a fa'il, on an action, that to do this is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his prophet or ma'asiyah, and attribute it directly. Man sama al-yawm alladhi yushakku fihi faqad asa Aba al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whoever fasts on the day of shak, you don't know if it's the first day of Ramadan, or if it's last day of Sha'ban, then فَقَدْ عَصَى أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ, that they have disobeyed Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He can't say such a thing. You can't. And this is why, you know, these things related to sins and bid'ah and kufr, and we basically, without any kind of diligence, we just, you know, left, right, center, basically say this is a sin, and you, astaghfirullah, you are sinning. You know, so for example, I was talking to a brother, and he basically says those who don't believe. No, that's a different example. But you get the gist here. فَهَذَا حُكْمُهُ الرَّفُعُ أَيْضًا لِأَنَّ الظَّاهِرَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا تَلَقَّهُ عَنْهُ. A sahabi can't say that you have disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if they haven't heard something from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the obvious is ذَلِكَ مِمَّا تَلَقَّهُ عَنْهُ sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is what they have received from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's leave it at that. This was all the discussion on marfu'. Okay, from next week, we will go on to the discussion of mawquf, which is when it stops at the sahabi. Okay, any question? Let me just check my diary to see. Just going to load up to see if I have anything. So today is, I'm not sure about this NBRN conference. I'm not sure. If it is, I will let you know. I don't think this is, the conference is there. So the class is on, inshallah. Yeah.
Sure. Inshallah.
Any questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, barakallahu feek. I will see all of you, both of you, next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykhna.
Wa alaikum assalam.